moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Got an accident at Cobbs Ford Road on the bridges as you exit 65 northbound. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are busy all the way around the city on the boulevards. We're seeing a lot of congestion on 31 to Prattville, 231 to Wetumpka. Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway are both busy outbound at this time. And this, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is open this afternoon. You can go home that way if you so choose to. In the Montgomery area, no accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Ready, set, go, and get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. March is the time to get ready for spring and summer. Reinhardt Toyota can make it happen. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the King of Clean.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Six states holding contests today in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination.
352 delegates are up for grabs tonight in Missouri, Idaho, Mississippi, North Dakota, Washington, and Michigan, where Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden know it's all about Democratic turnout. The biggest delegate prize, 125, is at stake.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Biden and Sanders canceling rallies tonight in Ohio because of coronavirus concerns. Back in Washington, President Trump pressing Republican lawmakers to keep the economy healthy during the outbreak.
President has proposed cutting payroll taxes and providing financial assistance to the airline, hotel, and cruise industries. He's also proposed providing financial assistance to hourly wage earners impacted by the coronavirus.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
That sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
504.
My corona.
You know, you could offer yourself to get deliberately infected with coronavirus for $4,500. They need human lab rats.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. I'd think about it. I gotta look. Look what I've been through. I've been through far worse than a coronavirus.
Yeah.
And $4,500. That's like two semesters at AUM. I mean, I'd have to think about it. I haven't put in an application yet.
Don't think too hard.
I'll try not to do that. Thanks again to Larry Stevens. It's always so much fun. You know, Larry, when he's here, we're guaranteed to get away from this relentless frenzy of insanity in the news. Here's one we can... Oh, I won't be here Thursday. Maybe you can remind him.
Okay.
Alex Jones was arrested today on suspicion of DUI. They had him do, as Obama called it, the breathalyzer. He was well below the legal limit. So why did they really pull him over? I would like to know more about that story. Sorry, you know, the suspicions come to mind. Brad McDonald's going to join us. The market regained about half of what it lost, which is very encouraging, and hopefully we'll continue to see this uptrend. I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact they've got sucked into a fear factor that is media-driven. And this is really no different than many other flu. I hate to even use the word pandemic. It's not all over the world yet. We don't even have 1,000 cases of it here, and we've had over 1 million of other flus in the past. And it just, it's a wake-up call to use common sense, to wash your hands like the guy. We'll play that as a public service announcement. The guy that does the, got to get the soap and...
And gloves.
You got to sing happy birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
Yeah, whose birthday? I don't even know. He's so wound up. So we'll talk to Brandt, see if this is a one-day deal or if we can expect maybe some more. Return tomorrow.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Several local nonprofit organizations are getting a big boost thanks to the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and the Alabama National Fair. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery awarded $225,000 in grants to 22 nonprofits today. The organizations all focus on serving children in the river region. Plus, a Dallas County man is injured after his truck was hit by a suspect who was trying to elude Selma police. Ronald Wood of Beloit says another car came out of nowhere and hit his truck. It happened on the 400 block of Dallas Avenue. Wood was taken to the hospital to get checked out afterwards. Meanwhile, the suspect who was trying to outrun police was caught and arrested. And the motion to reconsider the sentence and amend the 14-year sentence for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith has been denied. Smith was sentenced to 14 years after being convicted of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very spring-like forecast will continue right on through the end of the week. In fact, scattered showers are certainly possible from time to time. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 76. Showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day right on through the end of the week. So Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 70s as the risk of showers continues, and maybe near 80 on Saturday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, baby, I'm your telephone man.
Back before there were cell phones, there was something called a phone. We now know it as a landline phone.
Hello,
operator. Well, could you help me place this call?
Get on the phone.
Make a phone call, right?
All you have to do is you pick up the phone.
You call us.
Got us a landline telephone?
You gotta make a phone call.
Give me a cheer if you're under 30 and own a landline telephone.
We have a mighty fancy landline, right? I beg your pardon. We have a very fancy landline right here. And it's the one that we use to talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, pardon me while I catch my stomach. As the roller coaster goes up today. Wow.
I know. Yeah, you know what? It really is. That's how it is. And this is what happens, you know, in these kind of crazy sort of environments. It's a correction and... Making a bottom is a process. You have to. You don't just go down and then okay, that's the day, and here we go.
Right.
But you know, let's face it. Nice to see all the green today, especially after what happened yesterday.
Gaining back half of a 2,000-point loss day. Yeah, I'd take that. I was hoping for 100. Anything up would have been fine for me. But what drove the optimism?
You know, I think it's a couple of things, actually. When you survey the landscape and you look at all of these individual companies and where they're trading, you really have to scratch your head and just say, my gosh, this is ridiculous. This is just absolutely ridiculous, especially when you think about what got us here in the first place. You know, the coronavirus, what this is it's a serious flu.
Yeah,
you know, it's got a slightly higher death rate than the average flu, and I don't want to disrespect anyone or whatever who had it or whatever somebody, but it's just not that big a deal to see what we're seeing in these markets. I mean, it's like everyone's gone absolutely stark raving mad, and so this fear of this big global slowdown then sparked that huge deal yesterday, you know, that we talked about so much with the oil patch, and. And that was the whole reason we had that yesterday. And, you know, all of these companies in America these are new E&P companies, exploration and production companies, the kind of companies that drill and do the fracking and the horizontal drilling and all of that. Well, that's a very capital-intensive business. And as we know, the energy independence story here is a great story. But a lot of those companies had to put leverage on their balance sheet, borrow money to go out and do these drilling operations. Well, most of the business models for those companies are centered around a certain price of oil where you go, okay, if oil is at, say, 40 or 50, then we're going to slightly break even to maybe raise money or make money. But when it drops down to $30 a barrel or people fear that it could go to 20, then all of those companies are in a guaranteed loss position. And it's a no-win situation. You either shut down production and keep the oil in the ground, but if you do that, you have no cash flow to service the debt.
Right.
You know, and so that's what sparked the selling yesterday. Today we had calmer heads, people going through, kind of sifting through the rubble, if you will, and going, okay, wait a minute. These companies here, yeah, it might be bad, but they got a pretty strong balance sheet. They can withstand this until things normalize. We had a number of press releases that were put out by some of these bigger companies in that oil and gas space that, you know, told the investment community what they were going to do. I mean, several said, hey, we're going to go ahead and cut our dividend. We're going to restructure some things. We're going to shut down operations over here and focus on this. And that was well received, I think, by Wall Street. And so, you know, we saw a nice recovery. The other thing that happened, the second thing was, is the White House is doing exactly what we figured they would do. They're forming a fiscal policy response.
Yeah.
And You know, Trump is talking about a 0% payroll tax. He's talking about a number of things, making tax cuts permanent, possible stimulus programs and other types of things. They haven't come out with the exact details of it yet. I think what they're waiting on is tomorrow he's supposed to host all of the major heads of every major bank in the country. And I think what he wants to do is figure out, okay, what do small businesses need right now, and what are they worried about the most? And how can we get them loans or a line of credit from the Treasury, you know, to help them out? And I think that's the conversation that's going to take place. And I believe that after he gets through with that, he'll probably come out with a pretty grand plan. And that's the risk of not taking advantage of these deals when they show up, because you never know what Washington's going to do that could cause an about face in stock prices.
In the meantime, I don't see any polling evidence that says this is hurting Trump's. In fact, a Gallup poll shows congressional Republicans approval up, Democrats down. People are getting in Joe Biden's face in Michigan today. He actually said to a worker at an auto plant, "You're full of you-know-what."
Yeah, I saw that.
Threatened to take the worker outside. Workers started yelling, "Trump, Trump, Trump." And Biden says, "Do you need 100 rounds?" You know, again, we talked to David Blackman, our blogger buddy from Texas, last hour. And he says it's become a big game of hide the geezer because they just don't know what Joe is going to say next.
No, it really is true. Now, I will say his extreme sort of liberal base probably loves that kind of stuff. Not unlike how we love it when Trump goes out and goes hard after someone that we think is got misplaced.
Hey, I just got a note from Rich. MGM Resorts closing their Vegas buffets. They've all lost their minds. They have lost their minds. You know, whether you're food samples at Costco or it's the Vegas buffet, the risk for disease spread is always there. Always, whether there's a coronavirus or anything else. So you should always, I mean, if the thing that needs to happen from this is we all need to realize the importance of washing our hands long enough to sing happy birthday, and everything should be fine. I've never seen such mass insanity. And all these reactionary moves companies are making. Maybe they're afraid of legal action or something. Who knows?
Yeah. It is. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I get it. I mean, it's a new virus, a new strain that there's no whatever. And no one wants to get sick, and nobody wants to die. But, I mean, if you back up and look at this, and realistically, I mean, 70,000 people in China have recovered.
Yes.
And have gone back home.
In fact,
and they're totally fine.
You have to take anything that comes in with a grain of salt, but it seems like it has kind of stabilized the spread of the disease there. But we've got news like CBS here saying the number of cases in America soared to 546. Armpit warts. 546 people got that in the last 24 hours. Where's the hell? It's just crazy. But I think we're starting to see, I could be wrong, and I won't be here to take any heat if I am, because I'll be gone for a few days. But I think we're starting to see many people pulling back from this lunacy. The fights over toilet paper and hand sanitizer for $600 a bottle online and all the craziness.
Except for the media. The media, I'm watching.
Because they want to use this to get Trump. Yeah. And when this doesn't work, God help us. Who knows what the next one's going to be? It just gets crazy. Friends, my stepson is very much looking forward to his meeting with Mr. McDonald. He wants to start a portfolio. Great. Well, he's studying that in college. His interest in it is very passionate. And I'm gonna help out. I want to invest too.
Yeah.
I'm investing in him.
And I
would like everybody to have the chance to sit with a financial planner like Brandt. Meet the incredible team he works with and talk about your future. Make the call at 387-0094. I want Brant to schedule as many people as he can, but before I come back and see how things go, 387-0094, and talk about where you would like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, in case you've never considered those things. It's important. And at some point in life, becoming managerial about your money is important. They can help you with that, too. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, I will talk to you again on Monday.
Okay, buddy.
But if you ever get another...
Where are you going to be?
Celebrating Janelle's 30th in Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Joey will be good here, Brant.
That's right. You remember...
Joey.
You
remember Joey.
Oh, yeah. Well, I look forward to talking with Joey tomorrow. That'll be nice to catch up with him.
Yes.
Because it's been a while.
Yeah, he's got his, big things going now. I'm a distant memory to him.
Oh.
I came in the back door of the building today and said, did I ever work with you? That's... they grow up so fast, or as terrorist moms like to say, they blow up so fast. Brant, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. See you, Rosie.
Everybody loves Rosie. That's going to be the new name of the show when I come back. God, Biden just... these rallies, tens of people showing up. This is going to defeat Donald Trump? There are more people, 1,000 times more people waiting to get into a Trump rally than there are in a Biden rally. Sanders, I'll give him credit. You know, they empty all the nut houses. And they go and see him because they all want to live in a communist world. God only knows why. Brainwashing in our public indoctrination centers. There is a furniture store. I didn't really know about it until, in fact, it was Larry that told me about Kaiser and told me about Stella. Because Roz and I, we had dinner with Larry and Sarah. We were looking, we needed a recliner. So... it was kind of a revelation. It's been around a long time. They opened up half a century ago. I had driven past their building, didn't realize it was there because it's not ostentatious, and you know they're not one of these big overhead places. They have a 60,000 square foot showroom that has virtually every kind of furniture you can think of. They don't just go with what's trendy because people like what they like. We love soft leather. That's what we have in our house. We needed a comfy recliner big enough for a person and at least one, possibly two dogs that rocked, swiveled, and had a foot prop up, and our budget was $400. We beat the budget by $14, and that's not because it was me. Stella just lined up like almost a dozen choices. We picked that one out. I didn't know until we paid for it that the sales tax was 8.25 and not 10 because it's just beyond the Montgomery 10%icles. That's what I should call that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Montgomery's 10%icles when you buy something in town. So you save there, and they can open a Synchrony account for you, for qualified customers, at 0%. So maybe you can get a little bit more than you thought of and not have to worry about the guilt that comes with paying interest. And Stella is awesome. She and that staff will show you what you want to see in terms of furniture choices and in the budget you're working with. All you got to do is drive by. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And please tell Stella and that great team up there, you heard about them here. We're going to check traffic. Our silly moment for the afternoon belongs to Norm MacDonald because we were talking about it's landline day. And Norm has a pretty funny bit about landlines that we're going to play at the end of this break.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are beginning to get very busy all over Montgomery right now. East South Boulevard, a lot of congestion. Baptist up to Troy Highway. A lot of outbound traffic on Troy Highway this afternoon. 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville. Atlanta Highway busy at all the lights outbound from downtown to Taylor Road. Taylor Road, heavy traffic there. We've got moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We had a minor fender bender on Cobbs Ford Road on the bridge. If you're exiting I-65 northbound, watch out for it. We think they've got it out of the way, but please use caution there. And remember, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is open this afternoon if you need to go home that way. You've got that. So that ought to make you smile a little bit if you're from up in Emerald Mountain, right? Get ready for the spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet, socket, and bit set just $24.99, plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used the telephone, people would look at you odd. You'd be like, just stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather, one. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, the Democrats would love to have you believe that they're the party for the working man. You know, they've got that factory vote locked up. So it's always good when your leading presidential nominee goes to a factory and tells one of the workers there on camera, you're full of... and wants to fight him behind the building and all this. You know, we talked to David Blackman. He can only play hide the geezer so long. This is getting pathetic. And by the way, we've had Fox News Network on in the studio all afternoon. And everything the president and vice president, they're on TV together now. are doing about this is about what they could do. But the you know, Brandt mentioned the fiscal ideas, you know, tax cut and helping, you know, they did this for the airlines. I forget what the you know, not that I want the government underwriting the private sector, but this is an unusual situation. Maybe they can negotiate, get the airlines to start carrying our bags for free and maybe taking a row or two out so we can have a little more leg room. I might actually fly again. But they're responding to this, I think, appropriately and with real ideas. And Joe Biden's out there telling people they're full of Schmidt and threatening to fight him. This is what they've got. So, Joe, you get it. It's a late day nominee. We had one this morning, one this afternoon now. I can't play the clip. Maybe Rusty will have it because I got to get somebody to bleep it out. But there is a close-up of him saying that to a worker. I think it's not just – I don't think it's just mental incapacity. I think there is enormous frustration because even like Obama with the media wind at his back, people have wised up, man. They're not buying what you're selling. You know, that's just because you're there doesn't mean they're going to kiss your ass like they used to. I was vehemently anti-Biden in 1988. That was the year he got caught plagiarizing. Plagiarizing is intellectual theft. But when you write the words or you have the idea and somebody steals it without permission, that... You want to piss me off? Take something I created, as it happened in Florida, and it made front page news. Take it and claim it as your own. I will come after you with everything I have, even at my somewhat advanced age. So, to me, that spoke to Biden's character 32 years ago. He is a lowlife, a weasel, and now he's frustrated because all the old tricks are not working. I don't think it's any more complicated than that. In the meantime, the market rebounded by 1,000 points. Yesterday, couldn't wait to pin a 2,000-point loss on Trump. Now they're, well, it doesn't mean anything. And the media feels exposed too, because we're wise to them. I don't believe I see this name, William B.
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
Good.
I am tiring out. Only because I put so much energy into preparing for this trip that now that everything is ready, that anxiety, is everything done? You got everything? It's all ready.
I'm
not usually as prepared for anything.
Good for you.
I don't remember a time change ever hitting me this hard. I don't know. I just can't adjust, man. I'm sleepy all day.
Well, you know,
but anyway,
Rich and I, we kind of teamed up and said, we're not going to let it get us this year. So we made a concerted effort over the weekend to get adjusted to the time change in advance. And we've kind of sailed through this one. The one that really hit us hard was the last one, which is supposed to be the easy one where they set the clock back and gain an hour. That messed us all up. We were waking up at midnight to do a 6 a.m. show.
I don't know. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something else bothering me. But anyway.
Look, the time change. That's why I wish we would just do one or the other and not this nonsense. I'm climbing up ladders.
Yeah, really. Move it 30 minutes one way or the other and leave it alone.
I like daylight savings because I like it to not be dark when I leave the studio.
See, I like shorter days, but to each his own. One way or the other, you're going to have shorter days.
Yeah.
Hey, I was gonna call in a little bit earlier before Mr. Stevens left. anyway, I just wanted to... tell you, I appreciate the good words about truck drivers. I'm glad to hear you support us out here. I don't do the on the road thing anymore, but you know, I do some local stuff. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard the horn blow when you were getting out of your car just before 3 this afternoon.
My mind's been in 17 places. that's why I'm starting to, you know, sputter to the finish line here, because there's been so
much. Yeah, I think I scared the crap out of everybody on 85 around me. But but anyway, I just want to tell you, I appreciate the good words there, and tell you, be careful on your trip, and enjoy.
Thank you, William. I appreciate it. And before you know it, it'll be Monday, and I'll be back. That's the way it goes. It goes by.
That's the way it goes. How's the Foofuses?
They're good. I was a little worried about Hershey. You know, he's going to be 14 on Friday. I'll miss his birthday. And I was a little concerned with him yesterday because he seemed to have some kind of an issue. He wasn't eating, but he's bounced back today. He's doing good.
Well, good. Our girls, they.
Faith and hope.
They tend to get faith and hope. They tend to get upset tummies, and I have to give them some ethicone sometimes. Mm. But I put it in cheese for them, and Faith has mastered the Nancy Pelosi roll.
Yeah, and, I know. Some dogs, man, there's no way to sneak it in. They can turn their tongue completely around.
My
and
cats
push
are
it
that
out.
Way, too.
Yeah, cats can do that.
I just look at her and tell her, don't you Pelosi that. she looks like Nancy Pelosi trying to catch her dentures when she's,
between
when she's
the,
trying to step.
Between the alcohol and the Vicodin and the poor glue that's keeping her teeth in, that woman needs help.
Oh, man, she's falling apart.
Yep, they all are.
But anyway, I won't keep you. Hadn't called in a while. Just thought I'd check in and tell you, be safe on the way down there. Enjoy. Tell Mademoiselle Goose we said happy birthday. And Rosie, you have a good one, and I will
you
talk
too,
to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
One of our listeners, Jennifer, had a pencil sketch of Bailey done that was breathtaking. And we had a moment with that today, Rich and I did, and it's just so beautiful. And it occurred to me that Saturday it'll be 4 weeks since Bailey left us, and we're still having moments with that every day. But I'm also equally disturbed that that amount of time has passed already.
Time's escalating.
I remember when I was coming back from my last trip to Florida, I always stop at the same gas station in Ozark. I'm one of those traditional, habitual, you know, I've been stopping there for 15 years.
Creature of
habit.
This
will be my 70th trip, I think.
Wow.
By car. That's 140,000 miles. Love propels, man. It's great watching her relaunch her life so successfully. But I remember when I stopped there on the way back last time, I was in there and I said, what am I getting sentimental for? I'll be back here before I know it. And yeah. I'll be there tomorrow morning, probably, hopefully around 5. Tallahassee by 6:30 and Florida destination to her house about 7 or 7:30 tomorrow night for seafood lasagna.
Yay.
5:40 Lewis Lawn. Got the mower fixed, got the call today. It is ready to go. We get it tuned every year. I'm going to stop by there after I get back because I really want to give some serious thought to purchasing one of those Ego mowers. They charge. You just plug it in when you're ready to use it, unplug it. It doesn't have a cord. It's totally cordless. And you just hit the start button. And they come in all configurations, self-propel, push, whatever you want. And they're very similarly priced to gasoline power motors. So I'm going to take a look at those, good price, and knowing that you've got a full service department at Lewis Lawn to back up your purchase. If you own a mower and you just want to keep it going, bring it there and have them tune it for you. Sharpen the blade. If that's all it needs, detach your blade. Get it over there, get it sharpened, and get the best possible cut. By the way, this Ego product also has trimmers and edgers. So you can, and they're lightweight, really lightweight. So no back issues. Worth checking out. They have two showrooms, a double showroom now, that includes tractor-style mowers in addition to the zero-turn X-Marks, Echos, and Toros, and all the great product lines they carry, Shindawa and more. Steel products, too, at Lewis Lawn. 1135 North Eastern Bypass. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 till 5. Randall, hang on.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 at Cobbs Ford Road. That accident is cleared, and things are moving smooth up I-65 this afternoon. However, I-85, we've got some slow traffic out of the merge headed northbound towards Ann Street. We've got slow traffic on 85 southbound from about Union up to the merge. Everything seems to be moving along, though, so we don't have any issues really on the interstate right now other than slow traffic. Boulevards are congested all the way around the city. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound. We've got some congestion on the 231 to Wetumpka at the River Bridge and Redland Road. Those intersections, a little congestion there. Use caution wherever you are. We've got no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here, and we will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and door busters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
O'Reilly.
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet, socket, and bit set just $24.99, plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The motion to reconsider the sentence and amend the 14-year sentence for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith has been denied. Smith was sentenced to 14 years after being convicted of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. Plus, a Dallas County man is injured after his truck was hit by a suspect who was trying to elude Selma police. Ronald Witt of Beloit says another car came out of nowhere and hit his truck. It happened on the 400 block of Dallas Avenue. Witt was taken to the hospital to get checked out. Meanwhile, the suspect who was trying to outrun police was caught and arrested. And several local nonprofit organizations are getting a big boost today thanks to the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and the Alabama National Fair. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery awarded $225,000 in grants to 22 nonprofits today. The organizations all focus on serving children in the river region. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very spring-like forecast will continue right on through the end of the week. In fact, scattered showers are certainly possible from time to time. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 76. Showers and thunderstorms scattered around the area. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day right on through the end of the week. So Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 70s as the risk of showers continues, and maybe near 80 on Saturday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds.
Whose birthday is
it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and the soap. Oh my God.
If you've seen his face, you know that makes it even funnier. It's not just the audio. Oh, I have, well, let's get Randall on. He's been patiently waiting. Hey, Randall.
Oh, well, you know her. Ain't this tomorrow, but I know I couldn't be tomorrow. You be gone. And this is before I get to why I called. While you're down there, you see if you can dig up an old picture of you and the vet. I quit one of them old vets, and then come back up here and take your picture beside the car you got now, and then let Miss Rosie put the apron on and whoop you with the boom magazine, put it beside the glam picture. I mean, and like a before and after, it could be in the front of your book and in the back of your book. Some things change, some things stay the same.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But the thing, the reason I called was about you talking about your daughter. Mine is on up in the upper teenage years, and I know that I'm, you know what I mean? It's a 4-hour ride. She's in the car 4 hours if I go get and come home.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend. That's 4 hours of life lost. And it's time for, you know what I mean, to hang out with friends, and I realize that. But how do I say, no, I'm not going to get you this weekend, or are we going to stay in your town this weekend without her thinking that, you know what I mean, I don't want to think that I don't want to come in, but I know it's time. You know what I mean, it's time to start going to a little small get-together, going to hang out with your friends, and not just always going to stay with your sister.
Here's the thing, and it happened first with my kid sister, because one of the reasons I fly back to Chicago, this is the one that's a nuclear physicist, I'll never forget, and I was flying up there every month because I could afford to. First class, it was so easy, and flying was a breeze then. And I got up there one Friday night, and my mother said that Kimmy was going out with her friends that night, and I felt hurt. I mean, I'm in town, and I'm not here that often. I had to accept that she was at that age now where she needed to have that, needed to do that. So that prepared me for when Janelle had plans with her friends. It's like, and I know she thinks I'm going to fall to pieces. I'll give you a quick example. When I mentioned this window of time I was coming to visit, and she said, well, I've got a thing Friday night. I think it's a date she's playing with this guy. I'm thrilled for that. I want her to have that. I want her to, you know, let that void in her life after the marriage fell apart start to fill. She has handled it better than I have. It's really, you don't have to worry about how she feels about you. It's what you do with the time you have that matters the most. This is a thing that's also hitting me, because I'm here 15 years, April 28th. I have been here for half of Janelle's life. That does not compute in my head. But that's what it is. She was wasn't even a driver when I first came up here. So I'm,
but at least,
go ahead.
You put it through school. You put it through. I mean, you did it. You know, you look where she's at now. You know what I'm saying? And man, does somebody have to hate social media? Because man, seeing that girl come up like this—I bet they wish social media wasn't even around. Because man, just think how her son gonna got to look every day. Well, you, man, you, I look up to you, and I thank you. I mean, I hope mine turns out just like yours.
I don't doubt it, Randall, because I've seen you in action, and you're a loving dad, and that's job one and the most important part of it. Stay in touch on that, okay? Don't have doubts. Don't have doubts. Don't let your mind fill with doubts. You can't have that. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, bro.
Bye.
She's not my daughter, but there's another woman I'm very happy for today. I got a note from Jan. I'll keep your last name out until you give permission. But she texted me this morning to say that she was going to Jack Ingram. She was interested in looking at Rogues and Muranos. And I got a note from her this afternoon. I'm sitting here waiting to drive my 2016 Rogue home.
Wow.
And the first thing she had to do was program news talk on the radio. By the way, the Rogue has a phenomenal interactive sound system. That's one of the reasons I love the car. That's what I drive. But this is why going there, you can get a great vehicle that looks literally new, inside, outside. But certainly a dependable vehicle history and an engine. I mean, they're so committed to not selling somebody else's troubles. And we're six-time buyers. And this will be my, I can't believe it's my new Rogue's second trip to Florida. That's how fast time goes by.
I know it.
But it's a great road car. It's great for city driving. Run it on Eco, and you'll get 26 mpg. But I'm just happy for you. And I'm so happy you chose Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and Tip Tames and those great folks over there. Whatever kind of car you're interested in, whatever budget, and boy, they now have, I think, three or four choices, under 5,000 car, including a 99 Lexus RX 300. Luxury is forever. It's worth taking a look if you need a second vehicle or you want a safe vehicle for a new driver. You can't go wrong here. And they have over 20 financing options if you've had a credit hiccup or two. Don't let that stop you from driving good wheels. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Tip Tames, Greg, the whole team over there, they're fantastic. They'll take great care of you. Or shop at jackingram.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We are headed towards 5 o'clock, and we got a lot of cars on the road right now. East South Boulevard doing a lot of business. Congestion in front of Baptist. Troy Highway is heavy this afternoon. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, very heavy outbound from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor. We've got congestion on 31 to Prattville, 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're not really seeing much in the way of slowdowns this afternoon, but please use caution wherever you are traveling. We have no accidents in us to report to you at this time, which is a good thing. Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in emergency medical technology, precision machining, and more. Call Trenton State, 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The great David Cangelosi.
Happy birthday, dear Goose. Happy birthday to you.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
And on that note, charge them on one.
Oh, I'll tell Joey that.
Nobody's going to mess with you anyway. That's right. Thank you.
Joey.
Thank you, Rich and Jay. See you on Monday.